Perek Avoyelos, third Mishnah. Ameis babayis uvoy psochem harbe. A dead person is in the house, and there are a lot of entrances to this house. Kulam tameim. If somebody goes underneath the entrances of his house, he's tameim because since the tumah, the meis could potentially go out any of the doors, even the doors are closed now. But the area on top of the door, the lintel, is someone standing underneath that is metameim. If one of them was opened up, so now we're assuming that the mace is going through the door that was open, so who tamei v'kulam tamei? That doorway is tamei, and all the other doorways are tamei. Even if he didn't open up any of them, but he planned to take it out of one of the doors or out of a window, which is 4x4 tefachim, also hitzel is called alkol ha'psachim, and also it causes all the other psachim to be tar, because right now we're assuming the tumah is going to go out through that one. Shami says he has to decide before the person dies, because once all these doorways got tumah, you can't be matar them by changing your mind afterwards. They say that even after he died, you could still designate one of them. The maisa is a discussion in the Gemara, but we seem to paskin that even Basil is moided that if there were kalim under one of the entrances before he made up his mind, we don't say retroactively that he will come to her. Whatever was tummy is tummy, at least from Mikan Lahaba, from now on, whatever is under the other doorways will be to her. If it was one of the doors was sealed off with stones, the Shamay Oimim, you have to open a full four tefachim to be considered an entranceway. Once you start, you reveal that you want to reopen it, and therefore it's considered a full-fledged Pesach, even though you did not open the full arba tefachim. If it was a wall which you're now opening up, then it's not considered a doorway until you open up a full four tefachim.